up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too.
Next, we got Peter. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Derek. I mean, we're going to be talking about Ironheart, but one thing I can say, I don't think I'll ever re-watch this.
Okay, Steve, how's your... Yeah, I know. I know. At some point, we just need to...
Derek, teach a move, just ignore Pete.
Yeah. I support it, Pete. I'm here for it.
I'm doing well.
I will say, Pete, I support the sentiment. but guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up and including a live special here in a couple weeks that we'll be doing. So, okay. As Pete joked, and as you might have seen, we are talking about the second half of Ironheart. Okay. When we left them last, Riri was trying to figure out what the hood was made of. Anthony Ramos' character had just figured out that Riri had left John to die.
Little John?
Yeah. Well, you were right last week. I didn't, because I thought of him as Parker, but you were right that his last name was Robbins.
Robbins. Yes. So he was Robin's Hood.
Robin's Hood. Yeah.
and a sidekick of John. So that's the Little John joke.
Yeah.
So to make a long, drawn out, nauseatingly plotting story short, Riri is figured out that she is no longer with the crew, figures out she's against them, but they actually end up kind of siding with her over...
Well, after they all attack her, and
after they all attack her, they say, wait a minute, why are we doing this?
Right.
Han Solo gets turned into C-3PO and gets programmed to attack Riri. Am I that wrong?
No. Oh, you're no. completely in yeah. I got a comment on that in a bit, but finish your summary. Yeah.
he is set up to attack Riri. She has a new suit by destroying a classic car. I'm sorry. Couldn't found a junker to have her build this new suit out of or something. And in doing so, erases her best friend's AI, which, I'm sorry, this is the worst use of AI since Ultron. But then she has the Ironmonger's son basically... Since she left, remember she left that piece behind in the greenhouse? Mm-hmm. Well, they traced it back to him. So he's attacking her.
That's how they traced it back to him.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I missed that. So I couldn't figure out if someone had,
Yeah. She left that laser behind with the skin piece.
Gotcha.
And so they come to the conclusion that Pain will reset it, and she resets his computer. In a way, no guy ever wants to have a computer reset. Let's just put it that way.
We can say it clean. Knee to the groin.
Knee to the groin. Yes, because the idea was that they would not have implanted cybernetics there.
Now, quick question though, was that when he was like attacking her and she was like, "I have to do this," and he was like, "Go" or whatever?
Yeah.
Was that Anthony Ramos controlling him?
He had programmed him to do it.
Okay, got it. That was what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
To shoot out the lightning bolts like the Emperor. Yeah, it was. Yeah, they pulled a lot from Star Wars in this show.
But they also quoted Star Trek in this show. So
anyway, I'm not sure that's much better. But so ends up the hood came from Borat. And so Sacha Baron Cohen plays the big baddie. Yeah. Who is eventually revealed as Mephisto, which some of us said was probably going to be the person behind all of it.
Yeah, but I'm not giving you a lot of credit for that because that was kind of everywhere. It was
kind of everywhere, but
yeah, basically Marvel's version of Satan.
Yes, it's Marvel's devil.
Yeah.
And so Riri ends up being able to get the hood off of Parker and then basically makes a deal with the devil to have Natalie returned in real life because the devil knows the ways of the dark side of the force and can use it to, you know, bring light, bring people back to life. And just because his wife died, I'm sorry. Did anyone else have Anakin and the Emperor flashbacks when they were talking, when they were going through this?
I didn't, but you're 100% correct.
Yeah. All right. So that was essentially, and it ends with, and we'll talk about the end credit. There's an end credit scene that we will definitely discuss later. But I'm going to go with my first question is, we talked last time about
missing school, eh, Derek?
About did we care about Riri and did we sympathize with her and did we want to see her do good and et cetera? Now that the season is over, do you care about Riri? Pete?
No. I do not like this character. It looked like they were moving her in the right direction of redemption. She started to accept help from her friends and everything like that, which is what you want to do. And I think we got to talk about the ending because again, it looked like she accepted a deal with the devil, which was like, no, this is not what I want my hero to do.
He used the same words that he did with Parker of it's something right. You won't even miss.
Now, they didn't show her shake his hand, and they showed her seeing Natalie before he finished the deal. So I couldn't 100% tell if the intention was for us to think it happened, but maybe it didn't happen.
Did she stick her hand out? I don't remember.
But at the end, supposedly, if you look at her arm, she starts having...
That could still be...
That could still be her...
Processing.
I feel like the show ended... It ended in two ways. One, it didn't have an ending, which I hate. I hated it if it's that. And two, she made a deal with the devil, and I hated it if it was that. So, like, either choice was bad, whichever they intended. Agreed. But I also don't feel like I know what they intended, which is... double bad. So I don't care about Riri. I don't need her back. I was particularly disappointed in the last episode. I did mostly enjoy the series, but as I said, I would not rewatch it. But Steve, what do you think of Riri?
I'd say they were moving in the right direction. They were building things where she was coming more interesting, but then it sort of ended. So I don't know if I would say I'd care about her more, but to me, she came a little bit more interesting. And then, like you said, it ended in this, I was talking to Derek before, and it seems like almost like a cliffhanger for our season two, where, right? Not like wrapping it up in sort of like a very annoying way. So,
yeah.
So I'd say I don't care about her, but I found her to be a little bit more fascinating than the first three episodes.
And I didn't find her any more fascinating than I did the first three episodes. This whole deal with the devil thing, I'm sorry, is a massively overused cliche. And it's just a case of... it's almost an eye roll, really? That's what you're going to have her, quote, make a deal with the devil for, is to bring back her dead friend that she knows can't really come back? I mean, okay, now wait a minute. She's already been through this once. How much of a time jump is there after Thanos?
Was it 3 years?
It was 3 years after Thanos.
Wasn't there a 3 years? The snap was three years?
This is a couple years after Thanos, yeah.
Okay, 2 years, 3 years. So she's already had the people die, people come back thing happen and saw that cluster.
Yeah.
And then she wants to bring back that if she's any type of as smart as she thinks she is, as she seems to be, Natalie's going to tell her, no, this isn't right.
Well, and she brought back her friend, but she didn't bring back her stepdad?
Yeah.
which is going to cause all kinds of problems, I think, but...
Which I don't remember. Did she actually reach out to shake his hand, or did she just look at him and...
We didn't see her shake his hand.
His hand went out.
She definitely did not shake his hand.
Right. No, because we saw the hand go out and then it jumped. Yeah.
Which tells me there is a chance yet that she did not take the deal. So.
Right. So they could, if someone wants to use this character in the future, they could go either way with it, it seems like. But again, either the choice of not showing us the decision, right, or having her make the bad decision. Like, I was expecting her, like, I guess it's the most predictable, but if you want to make a character people are going to like, you have that character deny that deal and realize... Correct. And then find a way to bring her back as an AI. Because if you did it once, you can do it again. You know?
Well, could it be that she didn't take the deal because she had the cloak or the hood still? We assume she had the hood. And then she's using her intelligence to try to figure out this dark magic thing.
Yeah.
And then somehow brought her friend back. And that's why then she would have the mark on her arm, because she's using the hood's power.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the opposite opinion. I still care about Riri. Absolutely.
Do you care about her more or less than before these 5 hours of show?
I only started to doubt a little bit of caring about, not even caring, of this isn't going where I thought it was going. No, don't make that decision. Don't make that decision.
Last at the very 5 minutes. End.
Yeah. I was, and still am Team Riri. I feel like there's stuff we don't know. I feel like it's kind of what you all are saying of, did she make a deal with the devil? She knows the power of this cloak, of the evil of this cloak. And she even knew, is his name Mephisto?
Mephisto.
Mephisto. I'm never going to say that right.
No,
Mephisto.
You're not.
Like a feast. Mephisto. Okay. She knew when she was sitting down with him that it was bad news. Like, she, even though she was like, who are you? And I'm curious because she's like, have we met before? Do I know you?
Especially once he said his name.
Right. So I am not losing heart on Riri, partly because Riri was like Suri's protege, like Suri kind of handed off things to Riri, right? Am I right? And I love that legacy so much that I'm gonna hold out hope for Riri. Yes, I still care about her, and I feel like. Yes, she probably does, because it does show that thing coming up her arm. But it's like her hair is so long. It looks like it has been a hot minute in that flashback, flash forward imagination thing that she's having when she's having dinner with Mephisto. But that could be from far in the future. It's just... I'm not giving up hope yet. I still have hope because I think that she is good at heart.
So my one of my problems with this character is she's very arrogant. And that decision at the end says she didn't learn anything throughout the story about her arrogance and where, because like part of the whole thing is that she's like, I can do it myself. I'm so smart. Right. I'm so good at this. I can do it myself. And she learns that she can't do it herself.
Sure.
And then at the end, she makes another arrogant choice, which is basically, oh, I can, like, if she, the reason, because Derek's right. She knows this is the devil. She knows this guy's evil. She saw what the hood did to what's his name, and it turned him into like a creature.
Right.
And so, and she believes in the magic. She's never denied that. So the fact that she's making that, if she made that deal, that's showing like, oh, the arrogance that she's had this entire series. She didn't learn anything from
sure.
the things that happened to her. She didn't learn anything. So
yeah,
It's admittedly, it's a bolder storytelling choice to have her make the deal at the end and to have her deny it. That doesn't mean it's the right choice.
Okay. I think that this entire show. Well, wait, let me make sure I'm not jumping ahead. I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold on to that one.
Okay. So we've talked about how Mephisto was revealed as the big baddie, especially once you see the reflection in the spoon. That was kind of the super giveaway of.
What did I miss? How did I miss that?
Yeah, and so the cover art I used for this, where he looks like Darth Maul, is when he's stirring his coffee, it's the reflection of who he really is.
Yeah, it's really subtle. I only saw it. I didn't see it in the episode. I read about it on the internet.
Does his accent keep changing? Because yes. I know yes. at one point he was like,
yes.
you have an accent. So his voice always changes.
He's playing to
different characters.
To different moments.
Oh, okay, so, man.
Initially, he had an American accent when he first met with
Parker.
Parker. And then later he went back to the English accent.
So I
do like the choice of Sacha Baron Cohen, though.
That's who that was? I couldn't figure out who that was.
That was Sacha Baron Cohen. Yeah, that's why I made the Borat joke earlier. Yeah.
He was perfection in this.
Yeah.
He's a good choice for the role.
And I will not argue that. But Mephisto has been teased since WandaVision.
Right.
Okay. And Marvel chooses now to reveal him to the MCU. Was this a waste of a reveal? Was this a waste of a reveal of a fairly powerful villain? Steve, what are you thinking?
I'm saying yes. I know things have changed how this series was supposed to be played out. They had to move things around, but it feels like for this series, it was a waste of a reveal. So it seems like to be a minor series. I mean, if I think it was leading up to something bigger, yes, but I don't think that's going to happen. So in a sense, yes, they wasted the big reveal.
And I would agree. Traditionally, no one's going to be watching this series. Most MCU fans are not watching this series.
Oh, I would disagree. But continue.
Okay. So to have this be the bad guy who even will go after Dr. Doom, who was teased in the Doctor Strange. He has sets where he goes after and messes with Dr. Doom just because he can. Who is in theory going to be the next bad guy with the Avengers? With Wanda and the Darkhold, and with Doctor Strange and all of his the Third Eye and all of his dealings.
And mentioned in Agatha too. This Mephisto was mentioned in
Agatha all along. Through all of that, to have him show up the last 10 minutes of Ironheart is kind of a really moment for it's a this, he should have been, if he's truly as big and bad as he could be, he would have been revealed in an actual movie, is my thought. Or should have been in revealed in an actual movie. So, Kate, what are you thinking?
I think that this was the entire point of this show, was to lead to this reveal. I think that the entire purpose of Ironheart was to draw out 6 episodes to reveal Mephisto. I mean, this... Hold on, let me double check that this isn't a question coming up. Okay, it's not. This could have been a movie. This could have easily been a movie. And I questioned that last time because I was like, I got to see where it goes. 100% this could have been a movie. But I think that that is the whole point of this Ironheart was to reveal. Was to reveal that. So. I don't know. That's me.
I'm team left screen. Stage left screen. I'm with Kate. I think I don't think you can necessarily waste revealing a character. And you know, whether this show kind of fell by the wayside in how they changed their marketing, I'm guessing that is why. I mean, I disagree with Derek a little bit in that, like, the hardcore Marvel fans will probably watch this anyways, but I think the broader Marvel audience does not see a lot of these series. That's why they're not getting great ratings. Poor Daredevil didn't get great ratings, and that was a great show. This is not. But I'm still okay with it that they revealed him in this because, like, because if I'm really bringing this character into a movie, I want him to be the big bad of the movie, not just show up for the last 5 minutes of the movie. So it's fine putting him in a TV series and then bringing him out in, you know, if he's in Avengers Doomsday or whatever future Avengers movie they bring him back in, I'm fine with it.
Okay. So, guys, was the second half better than the first? Were episodes 4, 5, and 6 better than episodes 1, 2, and 3? Kate, what do you think?
Yeah. It held my attention better. Yeah, but I didn't like the ending. But yeah. It held my attention better than the first 3. So, yeah. Pete, what do you think?
Kind of that. Like, I was thinking they were until the last episode. And there was a lot I didn't like in the last episode. So, I have... But again, it's writing choices. And... So I don't know. I don't know if it's better. I'm going to kind of say it was about the same. I had a lot of problems with this. You have for 4 episodes, you have this crew that is with Parker, and then you just kind of like, okay, go away. And then they're gone.
Yeah. What happened to them?
There's like no conclusion.
I know he said like, go, and they got in the elevator.
Well, that's what happened.
And then they
turned on him a little bit in that they were upset to find out that he had Rampage killed. And so he gets all pissy about it and he's like, just go. And then they leave and that's it. Like that's not good writing.
That's fair.
But I did like the magic girl. I don't remember the character's name, but I did like her.
The
candy store.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. It began with a Z, didn't it?
Zima?
It wasn't Zima, but something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
So you go, Steve. I'll look it up.
I'm like Kate. I liked the last half a little bit more. I kept my interest a little more. I felt that things were rushed. Like they had built up all these things and they like, we only have 3 episodes left and we have to quickly wrap up things. So I felt like some things were really rushed, which hurt the episodes. So I like the second half slightly more. Derek?
Yeah, no. I didn't like either half, which I know was no surprise for me in a Marvel show. But the first half at least tried to tell somewhat of a heist story. The second half was just kind of rambling. It was kind of the feel. I guess I missed. Where did all the parts of her first suit go?
Great question.
Because why did she have to destroy the car?
Great question.
Because that looks like a cooler suit.
It got ripped apart by what's his name?
Well, right, but she still have the parts.
Question is, why exactly did Natalie... I was confused. Confused Kate came out quite a bit in this. Why exactly did Natalie disappear?
Because magic comes with a price.
Magic comes with a price. And they used magic to power the suit instead of power the suit.
Got it.
Somehow we went into Once Upon a Time Land. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show. But
sure did.
The big
magic. Peter Pan in that show was terrifying. Sure did.
Okay. This last one, Kate kind of touched on because she couldn't look ahead. But
I sure did. It's not on the list, sir.
It's not on this list. It's not on that list. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, we talked about this last time. Should it have been a movie or should it have been a show? And I'm going to start off this one that, oh my gosh, I think this is the one where everyone's pretty much going to agree with me. It should have been a movie because they could have cut half of this and made it a better show, at least. I already talked about my problem with the Mephisto reveal in this show. Can we talk for just a second about that end credit scene with him going in and saying, you know, oh, and some of that strange abracadabra. The idea was that end credit scene was originally supposed to set up Strange Academy, which was going to be a Marvel show about the school in China with Wong is what that was originally supposed to set up.
So, is that still a thing? Is that still being made?
No.
Dang, that would have been so good.
I heard they're still considering it, though. It's certainly not going to be with him. But the Zelma character is from the comic series Strange Academy, which is like a school for mystical arts, kind of Harry Potter ripoff.
Kind of Harry Potter ripoff.
Anyway. I'm not even mad about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would challenge anyone. Does anyone disagree with me that this should have been a movie?
Nope. It should have been a movie.
It definitely should have been. It could have been really good as a movie. Yes, I agree. It could have been much better.
It would have been stronger as a movie.
It could have been stronger with a movie.
Yeah.
It could have been much tighter with a movie.
Yes.
So, okay. Any other comments, questions on anything else you want to talk about the series?
I could talk about the thing that bothered me about the end credit was, like, really would Mephisto let Parker off so easily? Like, he's made this deal. There has to be a price.
He lost his soul.
Right?
And the idea was if he kept the cape, he could get more power. If you lose the cape, you're still on the hook.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I feel like you're going to go and then go get help magic. And like, when Mephisto said, like, you're done, I guess, I don't know. I guess felt like I think with Pete, some very poor choices of, I guess, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So,
I got one other question before we get to final conclusions. I always have problems with these type of things. How long do you think we're supposed to think it took her to build the suit, the last suit in the last episode? Because
long weekend.
That's what it felt like, right? Like 3 days. There's no friggin' way she does that.
So.
No,
that's months.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. But it's taken her how many years at MIT to do this? I mean,
right. I didn't like that. I was like, okay, this is cool. You know, your montage or whatever and the magic and everything. Right. But she's got a bunch of non-tech people helping her. They're not going to be much help.
What with their magic?
Well, the magic one person helped, but the rest
isn't there only one other than her, like aunt or mom or whatever? Isn't there only one magical person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just making sure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys made a comment about, you know, how, you know, diehard people will watch this. Numbers for the first three episodes are out, and it was basically less than 2 million viewers.
For all three episodes?
For all three episodes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because per episode average watch time would have been under 86 million minutes.
Mm-hmm. God, that just sounds like so many million minutes.
Well, but when you figure it's a 40...
Right.
It's a 44-minute episode. That means 2 million people or less than 2 million people watched all of episode one.
Okay, so can I... So here's my thinking on this is when we were in phase, whatever the heck phase it was, when we were building up to Thanos.
Right.
Everything. Right. Everything.
One, two, three, yeah.
So well built on top of each other. It all flowed so well, culminating in this. And I feel like post Infinity War Endgame, which one
Endgame.
Came out?
Endgame. Post Endgame.
Post Endgame, we're grasping at a lot of straws. We've got a lot of this. And then we had the thing with Kang happen. And then, nope, never mind, because that actor's an idiot. And like, we don't have, and maybe there will come a show or a movie, probably a movie, where we'll be like, oh, that's what all this meant. But right now, we haven't had a...
I don't think so.
I don't think it's got to be... If it's going to happen, it's got to be Doomsday.
Right.
Well, you get what I'm saying, that like...
Oh, yes.
Doomsday is going to try, but there's the reason that MCU was so set up so smartly, and we can argue with Derek whether it was good or not, is they took... three or four main characters. Well, I guess there were six total, but really three that had major shows. They had Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America. And they gave them each a series of movies that built on each other and built to the team up. And then they also had Black Widow and Hawkeye and Hulk worked in there too. But it was basically these six characters were the important ones, and they remained the important ones all the way through to Endgame, to the point that when the snap happened, all six of those characters stayed for the final movie because that's the six characters. And I can't believe they didn't learn from that. And in the next, I mean, we're entering phase six now. Phase four and
is this the end of six? Should it be?
This is the beginning of six. We're going into six. Six is now through
Doomsday.
The one after Doomsday, Secret Wars.
Secret Wars is six. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, but like, there's no. You know, I think I've said this before. It's like you introduce Shang-Chi, and it's a pretty good movie. Great. You know,
I liked that movie.
Right. We're going to throw him aside for 5 years. And then, you know, you do like, I don't understand this. Like they got arrogant like Riri did. And they were just like, we can just do anything we want. And they just threw so many characters out there. I mean, even WandaVision, right? We got Vision's show coming. How long ago was WandaVision?
5 years.
Right. So
WandaVision was
later.
The very first thing post Endgame.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
and so we're finally getting Vision back after 6 years. And Pete, who cares?
I will agree with you that they set that the setup and the format of everything through Endgame was much better. I loved how they set it up. I may not like the movies, but I loved how they set it up, and they set it up very, very well.
Yeah. So I think it doesn't. Now that I know, I said earlier, like, oh, I'll disagree with you, but then when you think about it, now you're kind of right, because we've had Derek, can you pull up all of the TV shows that we have had post WandaVision?
Well, WandaVision was the first one, so there's been 10.
Right. Because basically, the movies and TV shows that we have had for Marvel post Endgame, there's just like I do think it hurt the franchise because they built Kang up so much. And then we're just like, YOLO, never mind. I think that's why people are like, I don't care. Okay.
So phase four had WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, because yes, technically What If is canon, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, and She-Hulk. Then phase five had Secret Invasion, Loki, Echo, Agatha All Along, Daredevil, and Ironheart.
Now, who's deciding what is what? Who's deciding where the phases are?
Marvel. I mean, it's not just Feige, I'm sure, but he's the one that talks about it.
For the most part, Feige. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've lost. Derek, you are, I think, Derek or Pete, whichever of you said it, that it was six main characters supported by really good supporting characters like Spider-Man and Tom Holland as Spider-Man. And that we've just lost. I mean, we've still got Anthony Mackie as Cap.
But even he wasn't in the new Thunderbolts movie.
See, I haven't seen it yet. Casey and I are wanting to see it. But it's just there isn't a direction. So it doesn't surprise me that people aren't watching this because it's giving us breadcrumbs, but we ate all the breadcrumbs for Kang. And then they threw that. And then they gave us breadcrumbs for Doctor Doom. And now they're giving us Mephisto. Yeah, actually, and it's like,
we haven't really had many breadcrumbs for Doctor Doom yet.
We're also not seeing a lot of crossover. That was the other thing that a lot of that they had done so well is there was so much crossover of. Now I'm not going to be able to think of anything. Doesn't matter. Excuse me. A lot of the characters crossed over in the shows. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It to me, it's a bit of a mess. I mean, can they course correct with Doctor Doom? I'm not anticipating it successful, but I guess it's funny. I've been telling people, it's like, you know what? I'm actually more looking for the first time in I don't know how long. I'm actually more looking forward this summer to a DC movie than a Marvel movie.
New Superman?
Because I love James Gunn and what he did with both Guardians of the Galaxy as well as Suicide Squad. So, you know, I have a longer leash for him in moving over to DC than I do for Marvel right now, that I don't, and it doesn't help that we've already had a bunch of bad Fantastic Four movies. So yeah. I'm not forgetting about that either.
Maybe that'll be my next thing is Casey and I'll do a complete watch through of all of the DC universe.
No.
Is that a bad call?
It's terrible.
Oh, the TV shows. I liked the TV shows, but
the CW ones, those don't actually count.
But remember, that's what we did for Marvel.
Right. But
we watched all of those.
But they're not part of the. They're not technically part of the.
But also, if you did that, that's like 83 seasons of TV because there were like five or six shows.
I mean, are you going to go all the way back to the super early Superman TV shows?
Oh, who knows?
Like the George Reeves TV Superman shows?
No, she doesn't even do that.
Probably not.
Okay. As we always do when we've watched a series, we give it a cup of Pixie Dust rating out of 5 for Ironheart. Kate.
I'm going to give it 2.5. Which feels very generous, but I did like the casting and I thought that the acting was well done. So I'm going to give it 2.5. Pete?
Yeah, I came in here. I was going to be generous, but you guys lowered me 0.5 point. So I'm giving it 2. I do think it's worth watching for Marvel fans. It's not the worst thing they've done, but it's got a lot of problems. So 2 for me. Steve?
At 2.5, basically for the last half, it made me a little bit more interested. So 2.5, barely.
And it's a 1 for me. I don't need to watch this thing ever again. And I don't really know until they prove to me why I actually had to watch it. It's a waste of 5.5 hours of my time. So
Oh, I played on my phone at the same time, so it wasn't a complete waste.
Anyway, no Disney Plus news this week because we're taping a little early. So if stuff has come out on Monday and Tuesday and stuff, we don't have it in here. Next week, doing Tangled. A show I could not believe we hadn't done yet. So, so that's next week. We will be doing a live show on, we're going to be doing a show coming up on the history of Magic Kingdom parades. And then on the 22nd, I will be at Magic Kingdom and we're going to do a live showing of the Starlight Parade. So again, I know a couple of people in here aren't going to want to do it, aren't going to be on that show because they want to see it first time in person. Totally understand that. But watch our YouTube channel, watch our Facebook. We will be doing live, at least one, maybe two, maybe both performances of Starlight, depending on, honestly, if I like the first one enough.
It's going to be great. I'm convinced.
I think it's going to be good. So, but guys, in August, after the middle of August, there's not much coming out. I understand that Thunderbolts will be coming out at some point in there, but there's not much else that's been announced. So if you have suggestions, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us messages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you can find us. We have new episodes come out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcast and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.